In this video, I'm going to give you a quick overview of the new Empress Para-EQ with Boost pedal. We were inspired to build this pedal to give musicians a bit more control over their tone before it hits their amplifier. A lot of times, the EQs built into amps are pretty limited in what they can do, and a lot of them don't sound the greatest when you really start tweaking them. The Empress EQ is built with high-quality components, and the signal path was kept as minimal as possible. The goal was to have something that will allow you to make equalization changes without covering or masking the natural tone of your instrument. Let's take a look at the pedal. You'll notice right away that the pedal has three bands, high, mid, and low. Each band has a gain control that gives you 15 dB of boost or cut. Above the gain control is the frequency select knobs. These controls cover almost the full range of human hearing, so it makes the EQ useful on any instrument. The low band starts at 35 Hz and goes to 500 Hz. The mid band starts at 250 Hz and goes all the way up to 5000 Hz. The high band starts at 1000 Hz and goes all the way up to 20,000 Hz. Above the frequency controls are the Q controls. It's rare to find these controls on amplifier EQs. These controls affect the width of the booster cut. So if you need to make a precision cut, like to eliminate a frequency that's feeding back, you'd use the narrow Q. For more general shaping, you'd select the medium, which is the left switch position, or the wide Q, which is the right switch position. Next, you'll notice the boost knob. This knob provides 30 dB of clean boost. It's really useful for putting at the front of an effects chain to minimize noise, or to put right before the input of a tube amp to add some overdrive to your sound. Next to this is an input pad switch. This switch allows you to bring down the volume of the signal going into the unit. If you have a pretty hot guitar and are doing big boosts at low frequencies, it's possible to overload the internal electronics of the EQ. If this happens and you hear unwanted distortion, set the pad to either minus 6 dB or minus 12 dB. If you aren't experiencing any internal clipping, leave the pad set at zero. This is the position which will give you the optimal signal-to-noise ratio. To give the unit a lot of headroom, we've made it so that it can operate off of 9-volt, 12-volt, or 18-volt power supplies. So if you want to maximize headroom and have an 18-volt power supply, it's very simple to switch the unit internally so that it operates at 18 volts. Go to our website, www.empressfx.com, to find more information and to find a dealer near you.